Welcome aboard, listeners. Hello!
I'm here.
I am also here.
I have to talk loud today.
Yeah, because I got rid of our mic feedback. We're having some mic issues, so...
Shockingly. Yeah. That never happens.
Yeah, so we're sharing a mic today. Not good at sharing things. I love your ears today, Gabrielle.
Thanks. I paid for them.
We paid for them. If you are just listening to us on the airwaves... You can join us every Thursday or Sunday or whatever day we feel like going live. You can join us at 8:30, where we come on Pop Culture Pro's Facebook page and just...
Or 8:45, because Ashley can't figure out her microphones.
Listen, it's been a struggle. But we're here now. We got here. We just decided to share a mic today, and I'm just going to be over here.
Please do.
Yeah, I figured. I got a new picture from Gabby's mom, and I love it.
Probably came from Goodwill, honestly. It
definitely came from Goodwill. So, Sheila, if you're listening, thank you. Welcome. I'm Ashley.
Didn't we already go over this?
I don't know. I'm the humor of this podcast. This is my wife, Gabrielle.
I really feel like this should be more towards me.
She's the brains. She's the brains of this podcast.
What are you doing?
I'm just changing this.
No.
Go back. I don't like that one. I wanted it like an... There we go. Like an amber. Can we not?
They're not going to be able to hear me.
I'm just going to...
What are we talking about today?
First and foremost, if you're not already, and I know half of you aren't, so get on it.
All one of you.
Follow us on our social media. At Skyline Reviews on Twitter, on Instagram, on TikTok. I posted a 3 Avengers characters I would have a Bud Light Seltzer with. I got a party pack of Bud Light Seltzer Cocktail Hour. Those things are pretty good.
Meh, I've had better.
No one can tear Gabrielle from her Truly Lemonades, honestly.
They're really good.
I'm gonna make this. I don't like this. Skyline Reviews on Facebook. I'm riding the bike at the gym today. I only did it for 20 minutes because I felt like crap. But I rode 5 miles. I'm biking for cast members. I am at 870 miles now. Somewhere around there. Gotta GoFundMe. Go donate. I'll post the link in the comments. Donate there. We're going to take all of those earnings and put it towards blessing cast members at Walt Disney World when we go to our table service restaurants or maybe even like housekeeping. We'll be leaving a large tip for all of the involved just to show a little more support than usual. Gabrielle, you got anything other than news?
I am not biking for cast members because I work too much.
I mean, I do too. Oh, hi, Trey. Trey's listening. He sent me a Snapchat. Trey and I support each other on Twitch, therefore, we also support each other on Skyline Reviews. News this week. We have a ton. Didn't really even cover all of it. A couple weeks ago, this guy named Jeff Morrell, I was sharing to the Twitter. He is the one who broke the opening date to Guardians of the Galaxy on accident and then deleted his tweet because he messed up. Good news.
His name spelled like that?
I don't know. It's Jeffrey, but I shortened it because...
Geoffrey. No, it's just Geoff.
Oh, anyways. He resigned. So he's not going to be with the company for the opening date that he ruined. Congrats to him.
I wonder if it was one of those, like, you either resign or we're going to fire you kind of things.
Well, from what I was reading, he seemed really stressed about Ron DeSantis being a baby back bitch. Because, like, he's the chief of communications, and that was all, like, communications stuff. So, I don't know. Robert Chapek released some stuff. And Jeff Morrell.
Spit it out!
Jeff sent an email, and it says, quote, "After 3 months in this new role, it has become clear to me that for a number of reasons, it is not the right fit." And I couldn't agree more. So,
bye, Geoff.
Sayonara, Geoff. Thanks for nothing. Well, thanks for spoiling the Guardians date.
Did he do anything wrong besides spoil the Guardians date?
I don't know how much of a role he played in, like, actively speaking out against the Don't Say Gay bill. Because, like,
I don't know.
I don't know either. Nor do I care. But see you later.
In other news.
In other news. This last few days, we were halfway to Halloween. Disney announced that Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party is back this year. It hasn't been back since 2019. Prices have increased by 50%, but that's okay because we are in a crisis mode.
That says by about $10.
Yeah, I know, but I guess it depends on what night you go. It's running from August 12th to October 31st. Boo to You is officially back. I love Boo to You so much. It's so great. I want you to see it.
I don't really care for the parties.
You've never been.
You're just paying more money to go to the park that you already paid money to go to.
Yeah, but you get, like, limited character experiences and stuff like that.
I don't care about the character experiences.
That's one of us. It happens to fall on two nights that we are there, so we don't know what we're going to do yet. Typically, Magic Kingdom closes at 8 for the party, and then the party runs from like 8 to 11 or 12 or whenever.
That's the other thing. We have a will-be 4 and 5-year-old when we go. Like, I am not keeping them up till after midnight for this party. That's just going to be miserable for everybody. I can't stay up that late.
I cannot either. I can barely stay up past 8:50 right now.
Well, it would be 8:30 if you had your shit together.
I know. I don't have my shit together, though. So, yeah, we're trying to decide. Since it falls on two nights we're there, we don't know if that will impact us at all. Crowds-wise, either crowds will be heavy during the day because everyone doesn't want to be there during the night for Boo to You or can't be there. Or crowds will be bare because they're not going to get their money's worth if they go. So, I don't know what to do right now. For right now, I think we're just going to keep it the way it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Or we can always cancel the trip.
Honestly, might be worth it for us just to cancel the whole thing. Gabrielle's dressing up as Captain America this year.
Nah.
Gabrielle's potentially getting her first pair of ears.
You never told me if that was happening or not.
I don't know if it's happening. She never texted me back.
Okay.
So yeah, halfway to Halloween, Boo to You's back. Boo Bash is no more. Also, the Oogie Boogie Bash in California is back. I didn't read too far into that. There will be special treats and eats and merch and all the other good stuff, but we will be sharing that at a later time. Also announced the other day was that Paradise Pier, which is basically the value resort of Disneyland, is getting a re-theme to Pixar, finally. What is it? Tokyo Disney and another Disney resort have already done a re-theme for Pixar, so I'm excited for a hotel in America to get one. They haven't released a name for it or much details, but they have announced that it will have a gate to California Adventure. They're currently building a tunnel so that park guests can go from Paradise Pier to Disney California Adventure.
A bridge or a tunnel?
A tunnel, sorry.
Like they're digging underground to create a tunnel?
Yeah, that's what I read.
That's interesting.
Yeah. We'll see. It looks really cute. They've released some concept art to it. And yeah, we'll see where it goes.
I get to talk about Magic Band Plus, so you can just skip over that one.
No, you go ahead and talk about it.
No, my Magic Band's done here. You keep going on with your news.
Tokyo Disneyland, Space Mountain, complete rebuild. It just looks like an indoor version of Tron, so I'm not sure how jealous I am of it. I'll be jealous of, like, the indoor portion. But Tokyo Disneyland, they're refurbing their Space Mountain. It'll close in 2024, and it'll take 3 years to build, and it will reopen in 2027. Maybe they, by then, we'll at least make it to Disneyland.
Don't hold your breath.
I'm not. There's a new film that I'm pretty excited about, Haunted Mansion. It'll be released in 2023. There's a bunch of familiar faces in it. There's a bunch of cast from Knives Out. Not really sure why. Did you watch Knives Out with me? We did. Yeah.
Isn't there already a Haunted Mansion film?
Yeah, with Eddie Murphy. I'm not really sure what direction it'll take.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm excited for it, though. I love a good Haunted Mansion film. I like the Eddie Murphy version.
I don't actually. I feel like we sat and watched part of it, and I lost interest.
Makes sense. Oh, makes sense. Last thing that I have, the NBA experience at Disney Springs and Walt Disney World. It's getting closed. It's been open for, what, 3 years, maybe? Not long. No one, like, for the first, like, week, everyone went to it. Bob Iger and everyone had this huge thing about it. And it's closing. It's closing for a Star Wars VR experience. The name of it is the Meta Quest 2 Virtual Reality Experience, featuring a bunch of letters, Star Wars, Tales from the Galaxy's Edge. What I found interesting about this is the Meta is like that brand of Facebook.
That brand of Facebook. Quit doing that with your
cup. Yeah. Like, remember Facebook is like Meta now? Yeah. I don't know anything about that. It'll be open from May 2nd to July 21st, so no, we will not have anything to do with it when we go.
Oh, it's only open for a few months.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I don't know if it's like a test run to see like what comes of it, because they run that VR experience in the back of Once Upon a Child. Once Upon a Toy. I don't know if that still, I don't even know if that still exists, honestly.
I don't know what you're talking about, like usual.
Yeah, there's a VR experience in the back of Once Upon a Toy that was also Star Wars. So I don't know if that's gone and then this will just take over or what.
You think they're just going to buy a couple Oculus and
just let people go at it? Yeah. Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Kind of feels like what it is.
Yeah, we'll see.
Did you hear that Magic Band Plus was released early?
I saw something after you had talked about that, like 3 hours later, I saw all the tweets about it.
I've seen so many pictures.
I saw pictures, newsflash, yeah.
They weren't supposed to be released yet. They were put out on shelves and then pulled back real quick. But if you got there in time, you got one.
Congrats to you guys.
I also saw something. The plain ones are $29.99. And someone said the pattern ones are $49.99.
Jesus.
No.
Absolutely
I'd be
not.
Okay paying the $30. I'm not paying $50 for a fancy bracelet.
No.
Oh,
you have to charge them?
That's what, they're rechargeable. So the current ones die after like 5 years or something.
Huh.
But these ones you can recharge and keep using.
I guess I never realized that the current ones like,
I knew they died, but I also knew it had a really long time frame.
Hmm.
Basically they look the same.
They're a lot more boxy.
Yeah. So I don't know if it was the AJ one said they were a little heavier too, but
Disney Food Blog?
Yeah, that AJ. We're pals.
First name basis.
If you did get one, it's just kind of a fancy paperweight right now because they won't pair for at least the next 2 weeks.
Jesus.
But the box says it works with Alexa.
Oh, that's really cool.
They speculate it's so it can work with the whatever they're putting in all the rooms.
Yeah,
they're putting Alexa's. I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, they are and plan to put Alexa's in every room.
That's fancy.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a QR code on the box that's supposed to tell you what your fancy new Magic Band can do, but that's not working because you still got 2 weeks.
Love that.
You can use it when it does work to interact with the 50th anniversary character statues. You can be a bounty hunter in Galaxy's Edge. I don't know how that works.
Same.
They light up in sync with the fireworks, which intrigues me. Like, how do they know which firework is blasting at that point?
Well, like, with the all of them have, like, RFID chips in them, so you're gonna scan in to whatever park you're in.
Yeah, but, like, how do they know it's a red firework as opposed to a blue firework or something?
I see what you're saying. I don't know.
There's also gesture recognition. What does that mean? Like, move your body.
Huh.
I don't know. Are you right about it? And then customizable color-changing lights and haptic vibrations.
So, it's like an Apple Watch that can't tell time.
Yeah, cool. Basically.
I love that. Oh, hi, Reese PC. We love you. And Peyton, even though you're probably being shy. Thanks for stopping in tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll find out more when they're actually supposed to be released.
In 2 weeks. We'll keep you guys posted.
Now let's jump right into it.
Let's jump into
it. We're going to skip over my part.
Yeah, we need to go through these in a minute. So, tonight, we have chosen... Yeah, Gabrielle. I typically let Gabrielle pick the topics. We are just going to do a deep dive into Epcot, the experimental prototype community of tomorrow, if you listened last week. We have never, been huge fans of Epcot.
It's grown on me in recent years.
We go a lot, and we don't even mean to. Like, we just end up there half the time.
I don't think so. I feel like last trip, you made it a point to stay so we could watch the fireworks.
I did.
And that was miserable. And then we went again. Thanks, Reese. You can have them.
No, don't give away my Captain America ears.
We watched the fireworks. That was awful. And then we went again when we rode the rat ride. And then we probably had another night.
We rope dropped it one day, too.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We had a cast member preview for Ratatouille, so, and that was a last-minute thing. We didn't even plan that until we got there, really. So, which, that was amazing. But, yeah, so Epcot's kind of grown on us. It's been really nice to go through. What are you Googling?
I forgot that I was supposed to line up the rides with each of the areas as you talk about it. So, I'm going to just wing it as we go.
So, yeah, if no one has ever been to Epcot, please feel free to ask any questions if you are in the Pop Culture Pros live right now. We're just kind of just going to talk about Epcot and what we enjoy about it. What is Epcot? What's there? No, all the other good stuff. So, with that being said, here we go. In the last probably 2 years, 3 years, Epcot has gone through a major overhaul. It was all supposed to be part of the 50th anniversary. At one point, it was announced that a hotel was being built at the entrance to Epcot. That's obviously not going to happen anymore. They overhauled the main entrance. I don't even know what to call those things. Do you remember those things that used to be at the main entrance? They're not spires, and they had people's names on them and stuff, and it just
it reminds me of a war memorial.
Yeah, it reminded me of one too, but they're not. Losing internet. That's fun.
Look, we're right there.
Please hold. Now it looks all pretty and whatnot. I don't even know. It's a lot more floral and gardeny and whatnot.
I could not tell you.
Yeah. There's that, and then instead of having Future World, the land, the seas, and what was the other one? There's Inventions. They've rethemed all of that. They've renamed the neighborhoods. The neighborhoods are World Nature, which is the Living Seas and the land. Do you want to tell what attractions are in the Living Seas?
The Seas with Nemo and Friends.
Okay, and what attractions are in the land?
Is that not Living with the Land?
And?
Soarin'.
Yeah.
Don't act like I don't know what I'm talking about.
So, yeah, the Seas with Nemo and Friends is an Omnimover attraction. It's a dark ride. You just go through.
You are not talking about my rides right now.
Yeah, that's what
we're doing. I get to talk about
the rides. Okay, go ahead. Take it away, Gabrielle.
Which ride are we talking about?
We're talking about the Seas with Nemo and Friends.
Oh, that one's really cool. You have to like make it through the whole Nemo part of it. What did you say, an Omnimover ride?
Do you know what an Omnimover is?
Yeah.
Explain what an Omnimover is.
It's where the cars are constantly moving. But like you go through the whole Nemo storyline. But when you get to the end, it's a whole ass aquarium. There's manatees, isn't it? Mm-hmm. There's manatees and there's fishies and sharks and turtles. And you get to see a whole ass aquarium. And there's, is that where Turtle talk with, what's his name? Crush. There's also Turtle talk with Crush. We've never done that.
I think we'll probably do it with the kids. My favorite part about the season with Nemo and Friends is at the end when the projections start to go in the big tanks. That part is just like so cool to me.
That's probably one of the underrated rides there.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And it's like a whole ass aquarium.
And the wait is always low because it's tucked away. It's in the air conditioning. It's dark. It's cool. I won't blame you if you want to take a nap at all.
Yeah, I don't really care about the ride part. I just like going and seeing the fishies and everything. And they'll be, I remember the first time, or when we went in October with my family, there was someone up there telling us all about the manatees.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're rescue manatees, and one of them's, like, got a broken tail or something.
And if you watch the, what's that show on Disney Plus now? They cover, like, the animals. Never. I don't remember what the show is. We've watched it, but they talk about, like, how they rehab the manatees and the sea turtles and all this other stuff. Great attraction, great land. So that's half of world nature. The other half is the land, which has...
Living with the Land. That's a ride. We rode that the first time, this last time we went.
That was your first ride?
Yeah, that was the first time I rode it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because you always skip it. It's not fun. But it doesn't... I would say it typically has a short wait, but we definitely waited like 15 minutes for that ride.
I feel like we went during the weekend of Labor Day, though. Was that your foot?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember it exactly because that was my first ride. I know you like go through and you learn about food and stuff and all the food that they grow for Garden Grill over there. Isn't there another restaurant?
Sunshine Seasons. But
yeah.
All the food that they grow in Living with the Land is actually used in Epcot. So like, if you're getting food at Viennapoli, then some of that food that you get at Viennapoli is grown at Living with the Land.
That's the ride that, first off, you're sitting in a boat. You're sitting in a boat. And that's the ride someone jumped off and stole a cucumber.
Dumbass. Don't do that. There's also fish there. There's an actual tour. It's called Behind the Seeds. It's actually one of the cheapest tours you can do at Walt Disney World.
Because it's boring.
Well, from what I've heard, I've had a few friends that have went on it. Trey, who was just on not long ago, and a few other people I know have actually done the tour, and they said it's really informative and really cool. So, I'd be down to do it at some point, but the kids would not, so we'd have to do it without them.
Nah.
What's the other attraction over it?
Soarin'. As ours, yeah. Soarin', you, like, fly over different things,
we're, I guess. Soarin'.
No, we're past that.
Flying.
You sit down and like, it's like an airplane kind of thing. It's
nice
supposed
work,
to
pal.
Simulate an airplane. Are you talking to the cat?
No, I was quoting, what's his name?
Oh.
That guy. His name
He has a very, like.
Nice work, pal.
Yeah.
It's Kronk. Why can I not think of his name right now?
I don't know, but.
Patty Warbucks. Patrick Warburton. That's his name.
He has a good, like, hosting voice.
He does, yeah. It's the only attraction that when it ends, everyone claps like the idiots when the plane lands, they clap.
It's supposed to like simulate a plane flying over like the ocean and the Great Wall of China and the Eiffel Tower and stuff.
And you get scents when they do that.
But it's also funny because it's like a curved screen and you have to be in this exact section and this exact row to get a good view. Otherwise, it's like the Leaning Eiffel Tower, and everything's kind of warped. It's a good one.
Yeah.
It also, I feel like, doesn't typically have that long of a wait, because it can get a lot of people in at once.
Yeah, there's three theaters. There was two, and they just built an extra, so now there's three. Did you know that in the part where you, like, fly over an island, you can see a dead shark on it?
I did not know that.
I'll have to find the video of it. But polar bears are one of my favorite animals, and there's a lot of polar bears in it.
I feel like I really like Soren until I read Flight of Passage. And now Soren's like a cheap version of Flight of Passage.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give you that. So yeah, that's the land. If you need food over there, you can eat at Sunshine Season. They often offer a little healthier options. But inside the land, there is a show. What is that show called? Awesome Planet.
Never let us do that.
Awesome Planet is the show. Yeah, I don't have enough patience. Also, conveniently, last time we went, I would get a beer. A whole ass beer. It would be full to the brim. And Gabrielle would
look me... It's like a little 8-ounce cup.
No, they were bigger. But Gabrielle would lovingly look me in the eye and say, "Do you want to go ride Soren?" So I would have to sit at the entrance to the land and chug my beer.
All 8 ounces of it.
No, those are whole ass drinks. But it's anyways.
Disney. You get little cups.
So yeah, that's the land. It's a nice... The land is actually inside, so you can cool off. So that's really cool. The Living Seas is also, I guess, inside, so you can cool off. They're right near each other. Oh, the screen went dark. So yeah, that's that. Come on, there we go. So that's World Nature. Next is World Celebration, which is the area behind Spaceship Earth. There's not much going on with that right now because it's still being overhauled. Back there, you're going to have Moana Journey of Water, the Connections Cafe, which just opened. I'm excited to eat there because that marks a quick service eatery being back in Epcot. There hasn't been one of them in a while, so that'll be exciting. And then the new merch store in Epcot, too. Why can I not think of the name of it? I don't remember it. All of this is just jogging my brain right now. But it has, I think it's Connections too. So yeah, that's World Celebration. Back there was supposedly going to be like a beer garden type thing too. So I'll be interested to see if that gets there because your girl loves a beer garden.
I remember this. On to the rides, most importantly.
There's none back there.
World Celebration.
Oh, shoot.
Shh. Spaceship Earth is a part of World Celebration. That's the ride inside the big ball that is Epcot. That's a fun one. It's also an Omnimover, so it never has a long wait. And you like go all the way up the ball and you like walk through all of the history of the world technology.
Papyrus.
And you can thank the Phoenicians and yeah. It's, I guess it is all just technology.
Yeah. They were supposed to announce with the overhaul of Epcot was supposed to be a Spaceship Earth refurb. So Spaceship Earth was going to shut down, and it happened right before COVID.
I'd be so mad.
So the world, aka Walt Disney World, opened back up, and Spaceship Earth opened back up with it, and they said that they're postponing the refurb. We haven't gotten any word on that. But they've put out some blueprints and some concept art for it, and I don't like it. I didn't like it at all. Yeah.
I didn't know that was still a thing.
Yeah. I don't know if they're still going to do it or not. I think they need a sponsorship for it before they can do it, and they lost their sponsorship. So we'll see where that goes, but for right now, Spaceship Earth is Spaceship Earth, and we love it the way it is. Hello, Tim.
Also with World Celebration is the Epcot Experience. That was cool.
It's closed now.
That yeah. was cool. It's not there anymore. Disney and Pixar Short Film Festival. I don't know what that is.
Tim says he likes Spaceship Earth, good AC, and a good time to take a nap. There are several of those places in Epcot.
That
we'll get
one,
to more
I
of those
like
later.
Is also notorious for like not breaking down, but stopping to load.
Yeah, I think that's
like handicap.
A common thing with Omnimovers is like because they're continuously moving, if there are people who are handicapped, disabled, cannot move or anything, the ride either has to be slowed down immensely or stopped to accommodate, which is fine. I mean, I don't care.
Didn't that one also just get evac'd a few weeks ago? I feel like I saw pictures of people walking down all those stairs.
Oh, I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure it did.
Tim says as soon as it goes backwards, he falls asleep. As soon as you start that steep incline, it's night time. Oh, I was going to say about the Pixar short films. That's excellent. You can go in there. It's a 4D experience. But at the end, our cats are fighting in the other room. At the end of that, you can meet Mickey Mouse, and not very many people know that. So hopefully the three of you listening will know that, and we'll all keep it to ourselves and not tell anyone. You can also go in the exit to meet Mickey, but he's there in his, like, suit tie, and it's so cute.
I didn't know that.
I learned it from Molly 3 days ago. Okay. Molly from all ears coming in to save the day.
Journey into Imagination with Figment. I love it. I feel like I have to force you to ride that ride whenever we go.
I like Figment. I had a cat named Figment.
So.
Just saying.
You go through all the senses, all five senses, and, like, you never like it because it sprays the bad smell.
Oh, the skunk.
The skunk at you. I think it's cute. It's fun. It's not an Omni mover, but it also never has a really long wait.
Never has more than, like, a 10-minute wait. And if it says 10, it's 5.
What is... it's not the dump shop. Whenever you get off the ride, there's all kinds of, like...
It's a dump shop.
But it's not a shop. There's, like, things to do.
Oh, yeah. It is a, like, a play area, kind of. It's called the Imagination Pavilion, maybe?
Is it the Imagination Institute?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Yeah, there's, like, I feel like when we went, it was both COVID time, so I don't exactly know what is typically in there, but there's just, like...
There's a place where you can, like, use your hands and, like, conduct music. There's one where you can, like, jump on different instruments and play music. There's a bunch of things that just have to do with all of your, like...
Senses,
yeah. It's really cool. Very good for young ones, too, if they're afraid to do the Figment ride, which is one of the least scary rides on Epcot.
I'd say it's not scary.
Also, in there, you can find Vanellope von Schweetz.
Yeah.
And you can also
That's weird. Why is she in there?
Well, like, previously, before that, it was the Dreamfinder.
Wasn't it also Joy?
Yeah, it's Joy, too. I was going to say that. But previously, it was the Dreamfinder, so he'd walk through that tunnel, and you can meet him. But now, it's Penelope from Wreck-It Ralph, and Joy from...
Inside Out,
thank you. So yeah, good little meet and greet spots. Not very many people know about. And once again, you don't have to ride Journey, whatever, to get to the meet and greets. You can walk through the exit and see all of it. So yeah.
That's all that Celebration has.
Did we hit everything for World Nature and World and the Low?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. World Discovery, which was previously Future World. So yeah, Gabrielle's going to tell you about those attractions.
Oh, you don't know. Mission Space is there. I was telling you about this the other day. This is the one that, like, you're an astronaut blasting off into outer space. This is the one where, like, they had real astronauts come in, and it's the closest thing to actual blasting off into outer space that exists. I don't know. They have
They have green and orange.
The green is the less intense version, and the orange is more intense. I've done the green one numerous times, and it's basically like those rides at the fair that just spin really fast and, like, push you back against the wall.
The Gravitron.
Yeah. That's all it is on at least the green side. I'm a little nervous to ride the orange side because everyone says it's scary and, like, you throw up afterwards. But I've never had any problems on the green side. It's also very anticlimactic. Like, for a kid, it might be fun. For an adult, it's just sitting there.
It's not. Were you saying that, like, so Gabby rode it with her younger brother almost two years ago now, and his arms were too short to, because you have an assigned role, and so you have to, like, do that role while you're sitting strapped back.
But yeah, you're, like, thrown against the wall, but you're also supposed to be, like, pushing buttons and helping land the ship. But yeah, he was like, they were 7 and 8 at the time, and they could not reach the buttons. And yeah, it was just a mess.
Yeah. Also, there's another experience at the end of that one, too. I'm not sure what it's called, but it's just like at the end of Spaceship Earth, at the end of Journey to the Imagination with Figment, and at the end of Mission Space, there are all, like, play areas for younger kids who are more intimidated by attractions. I'm not sure what that one's called. Molly from All Ears did an excellent video on this. It was either last week or the week before. It was called Epcot with no waits. And essentially she went to like all of like the exits of the attractions to all of these play areas for children. And explored all of them. And if you have little ones, I think that's a great video to watch because I will not be riding Mission Space if Gabrielle wants to.
I probably won't.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to put the boys through that.
I think our little dudes will love to just do those things. So, if I can find the video and if I can remember, I'll link it in the bio.
We're definitely doing Test Track.
Yeah.
This one, you get to build your own car and then you go through like a simulator to test all the like aspects of your car. It's really fun. You just kind of go through the motions in the beginning, and then the fun part is when it goes like 60 miles per hour outside.
Yeah. What was I going to say? I had a thought, and then it just... Oh! You can get a lightning lane for this attraction, you can wait in the standby line, or this is an attraction where you can do single rider. Gabrielle and I have utilized single rider before. You basically are the odd ones, so say there's a party of three. This attraction sits three across. So yeah. Say there's a party of five, you'll be the sixth. So they'll just sit you in odd seats. Gabrielle and I did single rider last time we went. I was in a car and she was in a car. And
they put another single rider next to me.
Yeah, him and I kind of locked eyes. And he was kind of like, do you want to switch me? And I was like, heck yeah. And then that was when we rode with the Lost Bros.
I was.
That was awesome. I was like, Gabrielle. So the Lost Bros is a wonderful t-shirt company. They have just gotten so big lately. But their t-shirt company, it's two brothers and a couple other people, Lex and a friend named Cam. But we were sitting in line for Test Track and I noticed Cody behind us. And I was like, Gabrielle, Cody's behind us. And she was like, Cody? And
we're like, standing in Disney World. Hey, that's Cody. Okay, who's Cody?
So I turn around and she was like, don't talk to him. Let him enjoy his day.
and you talk to him.
I immediately was like, Cody, I love your work, man. And yeah, we got to ride Test Track with him. I'll have to link the picture, but it was a good time. They're great people. We highly recommend their merch. We just bought two of their Marvel t-shirts. And I have a feeling we'll probably be buying more before we go. So yeah, that's Test Track. Also has an experience at the end. They have a ton of futuristic cars, I guess you could say. And then there's like one or two like experiences for kids that they can play with as well.
Finally in World Discovery is Space 220. We talked about that a few weeks ago, probably a while ago at this point.
Yeah.
You don't want to talk about it again?
No, we can talk about it. I don't mind. Space 220 is what it says it is. It's a space age restaurant. You need an advanced dining reservation for it. Probably one of the more popular ones right now in Epcot because it's so new. But you get there, you get on an elevator, it takes you up to the top, and then it is a circular dining room, and surrounding it is windows and
space. To outer space. So it looks like you're eating in outer space is the whole thing, and it has really fancy, gross food.
Yeah, I heard that the food is not worth it, and there's a quick service-ish part of it, too, down low, so I would just say go for that. But in World Discovery, there's something new. It took the place of Ellen's Energy Adventure. What's that, Gabrielle? We got the shirt. The Lost Bros put out the shirt. Isn't that in World Discovery now? Guardians of the Galaxy? Oh,
according to my thing, it's not. This is probably outdated.
Yeah, I was going to say, it hasn't even technically opened yet.
Guardians of the Galaxy is in World Discovery, apparently. I'm being told.
Yeah. Hasn't opened yet. They are currently doing cast member previews. They might be doing AP previews now. I'm not really sure where they're at in that. But one video has leaked. I have watched the video. Gabrielle has not. I don't know if she's going to watch the video. It looks really cool. I'm not going to spoil it for anyone. But I can't wait to ride it. The Lost Bros made a shirt. We definitely got the shirt.
I thought that one goes upside down.
It does not go upside down.
Does Tron go upside down?
No. The only problem with Guardians is...
Oh, wait, and there's all...
Yeah, the coaster cars spin. But from what I understand, the transitions are very smooth. Therefore, like, it doesn't affect motion sickness. So, we'll see. Good anything it affects my motion sickness, so it's fine.
What's the height? I was supposed to be saying the height.
Oh, height for Guardians?
I think it's 42 inches. So, we should at least be able to ride with Kaiser.
Yeah. If we either rope drop it or get a lightning lane, depending.
We'll see.
Yeah. So that brings us to our last neighborhood in Epcot, which is World Showcase, which was previously known as World Showcase. There are 11 countries. I'm going to try and name them all without looking again, because I named them all over there earlier without
looking. No, this is fake news, because you've been looking at the screen the whole time.
I didn't look at
that. You can't sit here and say you're going to name them without looking. You've been looking.
Okay, see if I can name them in order.
This, no.
Mexico?
No, you're already wrong.
Norway.
I can't even, hold on, stop it. Mexico, Norway.
Mexico, Norway.
You're looking right now.
Italy?
No.
What's after Norway?
China.
Oh, shit. China, Italy. No, Germany, Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Japan?
Mm-hmm. The American Adventure?
Oh, yeah, that's the middle.
Okay.
Then Japan. Then Morocco. Then France. Then Canada. No, then the UK. And then Canada.
So you failed, and I don't believe that you did not look at the screen right here, guys.
I did.
It's right there. She definitely looked at it.
So yeah, we are going to try and cover some restaurants and some attractions in the World Showcase, starting off with Mexico. I'll talk about the restaurants if you'd like to talk about the attractions, since that's your jam.
Okay, go.
Restaurants in Mexico. I don't remember all the quick service ones, but inside the Mexico Pavilion, which is a giant pyramid, is San Angel Inn, which has mediocre Hispanic food, from what I've been told. Don't have any desire to go there. Also there, which is one place that you always have to hit when you're at Epcot, is La Cava del Tequila. Very, very nice tequilas, margaritas. They have what's called the Tequila Cave. No, what's it called?
I have no clue.
I feel like it's called the Tequila Cave or something like that. But it's really cool. It's a really cool pavilion.
It's a really cool atmosphere. Yeah. But it's also, like, really busy because they have that restaurant. The whole thing is the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah. What's the attraction in there, Gab?
The attraction, Grand Fiesta Tour, starring the Three Caballeros. It's a boat ride. Also never has a wait.
That you can take margaritas on.
Yeah. But it goes to, like, Donald Duck and who are the other? Do they have names?
The Three Caballeros, Three Gay Caballeros, they say we are birds of a feather.
It's a really good song.
Jose?
And Donald Duck.
And Donald Duck. The cardboard cutouts or nah?
Yeah. They're gone, aren't they?
The cardboard cutouts. They are currently animatronics.
Okay. The real things are back. But it's a boat ride through, I don't really know what the storyline is.
I don't either.
It's a really catchy song. And it's a good, like, few minutes in air conditioning.
At the beginning of the boat ride, you actually go through the San Angel Inn, which is kind of like the selling point for the table service restaurant, because you can see the boats and the attraction.
Why is that a selling point?
I don't know.
You get to watch boats drive by every few minutes?
Yeah, it's kind of like, because like at Garden Grill, you can see like the Living with the Land scenery.
I don't understand it for any ride. Why is it a selling point?
I don't know.
Whatever. What's our next country?
So, yeah, you can get a ton of margaritas in Mexico, and that's that. Next country is Norway, which has...
Frozen Ever After, 100% worth the hype. I had not done this one until... Wasn't it when we went? We didn't do it with my parents, did we?
Yeah.
I don't think we did it with my parents. When we went for our anniversary, or for our honeymoon, we did this. It was amazing. I lost my words.
It It's one of the new attractions in Epcot. It's one of those attractions that you're going to have to rope drop if you don't want to wait in line for a while. It's a dark ride. I think we waited like 40 minutes, which didn't feel like 40 minutes. And the queue was outside. It took the place of Maelstrom, and some of the animatronics are still from Maelstrom. But yeah, Frozen Ever After is a wonderful attraction. I had no desire to ride it when I first rode it. And like, it's just one of those attractions that makes you really happy. Like Mickey Minnie's.
I feel like I passed over it so much because it usually has a really long wait. And then when we finally just caved and did it, it was definitely worth it.
Yeah, it's a really cute attraction.
And we did rope drop it.
Yeah.
Like the first people in line that they had like opening the doors and all the fancy fun stuff was to small children. So it's definitely a ride for little girls that love Frozen.
And with everything being so new, if given the option to rope drop Remy's Ratatouille Adventure or Frozen, we would choose Frozen.
Yeah.
It's you're in a boat, you go backwards at one point, Elsa sings Let It Go, Elsa sings Let It Go a few times, and I think it's a great attraction.
What's our next country?
China?
You are correct.
China does not have any quick service, from what I can remember.
Nine Dragons Restaurant. This is the one that I said was...
Oh, just like Panda Express.
Yeah.
Nine Dragons Restaurant. I've actually been there once. I went with a friend. It's pretty good food. And then they also have... Is it called Circle Vision?
No.
What's the name of the attraction there?
Theater? Reflections of China. Circle Vision 360 film.
So, yeah. There's... All right, there we go. Sorry, my foot keeps messing with the mic. But yeah, China, great pavilion, nothing to really write home about. There's Chinese food, there's a Circle Vision video, blah, blah, blah.
Our next country, Germany. What's in Germany?
Beer garden. Table service restaurant. Everyone that rants and raves about it. If my family enjoyed the food a little more, I would definitely like to go there, but you wouldn't.
You would be the only one that would enjoy that.
Yeah. So maybe sometime I can find a friend to go with me.
But... You know what's after Germany, though? Italy. We love Italy.
You love Italy.
You don't love Italy?
I'm meh.
Italy has Via Napoli, the best pizza in Disney World.
I wasn't done talking about Germany.
There's
Carmel Cooch.
No. Italy has Via Napoli.
Such an asshole.
Another ADR, but it's definitely worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I plan on getting it again whenever we go. Really good pizza. A really good chance to like sit down and eat when typically in Epcot you're just walking and eating and drinking all day.
Also has like weird mozzarella bites.
They were mozzarella sticks. They were just a fancy term for them.
I thought they were like little balls.
Nope.
Where did we get those at?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Did we get those at Tony's?
Yeah, I think we did get them at Tony's Town Square.
Also,
Via Napoli has a pizza window. I don't know. I don't think it's the same pizza, but I always see it, and it looks really good.
Tutto Italia restaurant. I can't speak Italian. It has some other Italian food, too. The Italian Italy stand for food and wine always has some good food too.
We'll get there.
What's after Italy? America.
The American Adventure. Great opportunity to take a nap in the American Adventure attraction theater show. I don't know what the hell you want to call it, but it's dark. It's really boring. And it's air conditioning. Perfect opportunity to take a nap. Right before that, you can hear the Voices of Liberty sing, which they are excellent. They're super talented. And I highly recommend at least seeing the Voices of Liberty.
This is, don't you typically get food here? Or a drink?
Yeah.
They I'll have Regal Eagle Smokehouse.
I've never eaten there. I really want to next time we go, though.
They have a funnel cake stand, and that seems very American.
Yeah, I love it.
We never eat there, but now that I'm reading that, that's very American.
It's called Hans and Block or something.
It just says funnel cake, according to the Epcot map.
That's funny. America is also the middle, so if you're standing at American Adventure, you can look right across the lake and see Spaceship Earth.
Japan is next.
Nothing really in Japan. Oh, yeah, there is. There's the Mitsukashi store. Isn't that what it's called?
No. It has Kabuki Cafe, Katsura Grill, and Teppan Edo.
Oh, I thought it had the Mitsukashi store.
Nope. Does not.
Who has that then?
I don't see it anywhere.
That's so weird. Can I see my phone then?
No.
Because they have a little museum back there too.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and because that's the store that you can pick a pearl.
I don't know where it is.
That's so
Seems
odd.
Seems like some research you should have done beforehand.
My head.
Yeah, we don't ever eat at Japan, so I can't tell you about their food.
Teppanado, I've heard, is really good food.
Morocco. This is the one that had the dick on
the building, giant isn't it? Chimney dick.
And they had to get rid of it.
Yeah, now it just looks like a weird...
This is why we can't have nice things.
Yes, this is
excellent. Spice Road Table, though?
Yeah.
Isn't that a popular one?
Yeah, I always see people there eating.
Well, no shit, it's a restaurant.
Yeah. We are not into, like, exotic food, so they supposedly have a really good drink there. I forget what it's called, but...
I'm sure they have a number of drinks there.
Gabrielle.
France.
Isn't your ice cream place in France?
Oh, I think it is.
Yeah.
We got ice cream there once. I don't know why it's my ice cream place.
Because you made a point to want to go.
I wanted a dessert, and that was the only thing we could find.
They also have, like, a bakery back there. Really good. France is also home to...
The Rat Ride.
The Rat Ride.
They just opened, like, that whole new area. Mm-hmm. But more specifically, Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. Really cute. It really is cute. I just would not wait more than, like, half an hour for it.
I wouldn't either.
What's the kind of...
The quick service?
No. Isn't it trackless?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a trackless ride. Mm-hmm. But you're, like, going through the kitchen with Remy, and you're cooking food with them, and they throw a lot of scents at you.
Some water. They heat you up a little bit.
It is pretty cool, but... Not worth the hype.
No, not at all.
The crepes, though.
Have we even had the crepes yet?
We haven't, but we had the crepes at that.
At a freaking German Christmas festival.
They were okay, but I would not wait in line for those either.
We can try them in France when we go.
They have a lot of food. I can't speak French either.
Let me see. Oh, they have the Chefs de France, which is a very popular French restaurant. It's at the very front of France. Sometimes when you're out there, you can find different, like, I guess you call it, like, streetmosphere, almost. They have a guy who, like, balances chairs and stuff like that. But, yeah, they just have different shows that you can watch in France. They also have a new piano player over in the American Adventure. I guess we didn't talk about all the shows and all the areas. But definitely, we're going to stop right here and just say that, like, yes, Epcot does not get a good rap because there aren't a lot of attractions, but there is so much to explore. Like, go in each country, explore, look around, do what you can, eat, drink, do whatever. Definitely explore all of these, though.
It's a really good park to stop and eat at. I feel like every other park you are racing from ride to ride to get as much in, and this is a good one to just sit down
just
and eat.
Stroll. Yeah, for sure. Where were we? Chefs de France, La Hollis, that's the like bakery. So that's that.
After France,
the UK, where you can eat fish and chips, go to the Rose and Crown, drink lots of alcohol there. There is a football store. There is, yeah, you can learn about like German family history or like European family history. My family, we went in there. One of the first times we went to Epcot, looked up our last name and got like this giant thing about it. I don't know why my parents cared so much about it, but they did. No attractions in the UK. Is there any like? No.
No.
Yeah. So just mainly
places to eat.
The Rose and Crown's a very popular pub to eat at. You can face quite the wait if you
this
get there.
This is the little tea store. Because isn't this also Snow White meets over there by the tea store?
Yep.
Don't look at me like I don't know.
I didn't know what you're talking about. Talk about.
They have a little tea shop and there's like a garden next to it. And Snow White comes out over there. And I feel like
I think Alice. Yeah. Yeah. Mary Poppins meets over there too sometimes.
I know that one.
Mm-hmm.
After the UK is our beloved Canada.
Oh, Canada. In Canada, there's an attraction like Circle Vision in China. Oh, in France, there's the Beauty and the Beast new show. It's like a sing-along. In Canada, there's O Canada, a tribute to Canada, narrated by Moira and Johnny from Schitt's Creek.
No.
Because they're Canadian. So there's that.
This doesn't tell me what the quick service at Canada is.
I don't think there is one.
We always get the poutine.
Do we get the poutine from the refreshment port?
Oh.
Yeah. Not in Canada. But yeah, there's not much to Canada. I think you can get like a few ciders and apples and whatever Canadians do. Pardon me. But yeah. Oh, Snow White. Jason says Snow White meets in Germany. Huh. That's interesting.
Sorry, I was wrong.
Yeah. Mary Poppins definitely meets in the UK though. Thanks for your input, Jason. I did not know that. That's very interesting. Does Alice meet in the UK then?
Okay, so the refreshment port is right next to Canada.
Yeah, but it's not in Canada.
But they have poutine is like a Canadian thing.
It's like a you're on your way to Canada, here's some poutine, so you look
but
like
no,
you
like poutine Canada is like known for poutine. Why would they not just put it in Canada?
I'm not sure. That's very odd. So yeah. Those are the countries in the World Showcase. They're a fun time. Like I said, jump in there, explore them, spend some time in there. We haven't even spent enough time in all of the pavilions. I mean, we have spent a good amount of time in Epcot, but that has just been us stopping at the different food booths and stuff like that. But and
because we always go doing food and wine.
Yeah. Alice and Mary Poppins are in the UK. Yeah. And then Mulan sometimes meets in China.
See, no. This is what... I think it's Japan. Because that's where the little archway that we took that picture is at.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's... I would imagine Japan. That's where we did the Mulan.
Pose. I don't know. Jason, if you know, please correct
us.
Please
correct us.
Yeah, please do. We want to be right.
What's your favorite things to do in Epcot?
My favorite thing to do in Epcot... My favorite attraction is Soarin'.
We are
Jason, yeah, I told you it was China. Jason says Mulan is in China. Thank you.
I'm
appreciate
gonna
stop
you. Talking now.
So yeah, I like to eat and drink around the world. I love sampling new beers. I've just recently started to like trying new foods. I used to be very, very, very picky growing up. But now I like to try new foods.
Recently, in the 4 years I've known you, there's very few things that you will not eat.
I am a garbage disposal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I like to do. Gabrielle, what do you like to do in Epcot?
I like to eat at Via Napoli. I like to eat the poutine that's not in Canada. It's at the refreshment port.
One of the refreshment ports. There's two of them.
This is too much. It's... much superior to the poutine you can get at Disney Springs. And I like to ride the Frozen ride. I like to ride all the rides because they typically don't have long waits. But most specifically, I like the Frozen one.
Thank you for your input.
You're welcome. I hope I didn't get anything wrong.
We only have a couple more things to talk about. I wanted to hit on festivals at Epcot because those are one of the main draws of Epcot. There is the Festival of the Arts, which happens in the winter. This year, it ran from January 14th to February 21st. Different artists.
It's not very long.
No, it's never very long. It's basically where Disney, the different artists that help Disney do their work can display their work and sell it, and you can see different stuff. It's really cool. I hope sometime that we get the opportunity to go because I'd love to buy some pieces. There are a few different like food booths there, but it's nothing like any of the other festivals. But yeah, that's the one festival I've never been to. Jason, which festivals have you been to? I'm curious now. Festival, or the Flower and Garden Festival, which runs in the spring through the summer, March 2nd through July 4th. It's basically, Food and Wine Junior. They have different flowers and topiaries and stuff like that that are on display. They do have different festival booths where you can try different foods and drinks and stuff like that. Really cool. Very immersive. And Jason says he likes the concert series of Food and Wine and Flower and Garden. Yeah, so Flower and Garden, Food and Wine have a concert series. You have to buy basically like an advanced dining reservation for it. Or sometimes you can just show up to the concert. But they'll have sometimes popular artists, but not all the time. None of them really like appeal to me.
I don't really know anything about that.
Yeah, it's called the Eat to the Beat series.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And then we have Food and Wine, which is the big draw for Epcot. This year, it's running July 14th through November 19th. So, once again, we will be going to Food and Wine.
Hell yeah.
We love Food and Wine. Basically, every country has a few special foods, a few special drinks, and then they kind of sprinkle in extra booths all over the park. Like, there's a mac and cheese booth, which is really good. They have a Hawaii booth. They have an Australia booth. Like, they just sprinkle in a ton of stuff. Some of the food is so delicious, but we are picky, so some of the food is not so delicious.
I'm sure it's delicious if you like that kind of food.
Yeah. But I thoroughly enjoy Food and Wine. Like I said, I love trying new beers and new foods, so that's an excellent opportunity for me.
Where was that place we went, and it was inside the building?
Yeah, that was like an event building. I'm not sure, because that wasn't there last year.
Didn't I get like a hot chocolate?
It was hot. Like a frozen thing.
And like I don't know, I got some good food there.
Yeah, there was mac and cheese and there, too.
Yeah, that's where you got the mac and cheese, too.
Yeah, I got mac and cheese at a booth last year.
Yeah.
I love mac and cheese. but yeah, do you have anything to add about Food and Wine?
No. Nope.
Yeah, just good food all around. I had an excellent ribeye taco in Mexico. And what else did we have? We've been running for an hour. Yes, I know. We're about to wrap it up. Don't worry.
Are you, though?
No.
Okay.
Nighttime entertainment. Harmonious. Arguably one of the best nighttime entertainments at Walt Disney World right now because we haven't seen the return of Fantasmic.
Isn't that the one with the big tacos that you hate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still hate them. Modes to arrive by. There are two entrances to Epcot. One is called the International Gateway. You can find it between France and the United Kingdom. The cats are tearing some shit up right now. The other is the front entrance. At the front entrance, you can arrive by monorail, and you can arrive by bus. Or at the International Gateway, you can arrive by none other than these things right here, the Skyliner.
Oh.
You can also arrive by boat over there.
Don't get it twisted, though. If you are a Skyliner resort and it starts raining, you gotta walk your happy ass up to the front and catch a bus.
That's the downfall of it, is that if it's raining and the Skyliner's down, you have to walk all the way to the front of the park. And by the time you get to the front of the park, it's Florida. It's done raining. It's a pain in the butt.
It was not done raining when it happened to us.
Yeah.
Was that? That wasn't the night that we stayed for the fireworks, though, was it?
Mm-hmm.
So that was extra awful. Maybe that's why I hated the fireworks so much. Because we were back in, like, China or Japan, one of those.
We're in Japan.
And we had to walk all the way to the front in the rain. Oh, my God.
Two more things. One is things that were promised in the Epcot refurb that are now not happening. They promised us a Mary Poppins dark ride, scrap from the table. Spaceship Earth refurb, which I was talking about earlier, not happening. And then they're going to have the World Festival Center. I don't really know the ins and outs of that, but I don't know. Just whatever you think a World Festival Center would be, that's what it was going to be. Yeah. There's two stories to it. It was basically an all-glass enclosure. That's not happening. These things were removed from the Epcot experience. Therefore, now we know that they're not happening. Things that are still a work in progress. The Play Pavilion, which I kind of characterize as Innoventions 2.0. A lot more digital, a lot more technology incorporated into it. Really excited to see where that goes. I think our kids will love that.
So is it like a playground? Or like screens you can play on?
I'm not really sure. Do you remember Innoventions at all?
No.
So Innoventions was a bunch of like mini exhibits all in one where you could like really immerse yourself and play in them. Like there's one where you could like design a roller coaster and ride it.
Oh yeah, you guys were talking about this.
And then there was one. The only thing I remember from Innoventions, they had five or six. And it was tag. You played tag with a little joystick. And I loved that shit. Like, I don't know why, but that is, like, one of the more prominent memories of Innoventions for me. I don't know why. So okay. It'll be, like, kind of that on crack. Steroids, whatever. Another thing that's still a work in progress, it's coming along quite quickly, is Moana Journey of Water. I'm not really sure what all is coming with that.
Is it supposed to be a ride, or...
No, it's going to be like a walkthrough experience. Jason says he loved designing the roller coaster and then riding it. Yeah, I'm not big on like roller coasters that go upside down and stuff. So when I was little, I definitely was not big on them. Therefore, I never did that.
You never even designed a roller coaster?
I don't think they had it because it was when I was like really little. They had like a weather one. They had like a Crayola experience at one point. They've just had a ton of stuff in there, really. And then towards the end, like, they were trying to get, like, big stuff in there to keep it afloat, and it just was not happening for them.
Ellen let them down.
Yeah, Ellen let them down.
It's a damn shame.
Yeah.
Isn't she canceled anyway?
I don't know. Tell us, everyone. Is Ellen still canceled? Lastly, the thing that's still, well, it's happened now with Space 220, their restaurant. That was something that they said was going to come. It came along really quickly, and now it's happening, and the food's not great, so that's that.
We've actually never been there, so we should not be forming opinions on the food.
No, we should not. They probably have great drinks, though. Love a good drink.
You have a very low bar for drinks.
Well, guys, that has been Epcot. If you have anything to add, please let us know in the comments. Shoot us a message. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media, at Skyliner Views. We've enjoyed this chat tonight. Definitely didn't expect it to go an hour.
I did.
We love Epcot. Think it's a great experience. Don't forget to donate to the GoFundMe. It's called Biking with Cast Members. I will put it in the bio. Jason, thanks so much for coming on tonight and interacting with us.
Thanks for correcting us a lot.
Yeah, thanks for being here. We appreciate you. We look forward to talking with you in the coming weeks. Thanks again for coming out, man. Everybody have a good week. We will see you on Thursday, where my friend Kyle and I, who is a former cast member, will be talking about Retro Magic Kingdom and all of the extinct attractions. So, we'll see you guys Thursday at 8:30. Have a good night, everyone.